World War One. Here the victors of World War One, or the banking movement right up to World War One, show off what they've taken over. In St. Stephen's Tower hangs the biggest cathedral ever. Plenty of ways to generate. You know, it looks like that's a castle. That is a castle. And that's where fairy tale princesses lived in the golden age of Christ, in smaller versions all over the world. But there were churches like that all over the world, built in the same style. But look at those boats, steam. The oldest thing in London, Cleopatra's Needle. The pedestal was scarred by a German bomb. Oh, those Huns. They've nicked our stolen phallic symbol. But when the bomb fell, the British Sphinx never blinked. I'm not blinking now. Somerset House, the home of many musty but important books. Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet you nobody gets to see them either. You just build that? No, it's been there for 300-400 years, I'll bet. Just like all the other big churches. Oh, yeah. It was a 1,000-year reign of the wheat and the tares, but the overall rule was that of you had to obey the Bible. And for the royalty, you had to at least pretend you obeyed the Bible. Yeah, we can't build towers like that. We can't even lift them. We want what we want when we want it. There's it, man. We want 5,000 pounds. Who doesn't? The new war offices. You know, those don't look new to me. The government offices. They don't look new either. They look like you guys took over a kingdom. The end of the Christian golden age. And we've been living in the age of deception, awaiting Gog and Magog for 100 years. 100 years. If you took a year, and this is not biblical, but made it into a dollar, that'd be $100. Seeing London Part 2, St. James Park. A green spot in the heart of official London, St. James Park. It doesn't look like it's brand new. It doesn't look brand new. It looks like that was the Christian age, the golden age of Christ. That doesn't look like a new Admiralty Ark. That was something that was built during the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and they just slapped some new letters up on it. Oh, Captain Scott, he died like a true Briton at the South Pole. Your statue's ugly, coarse, and nothing compared to what they did during the Christian golden age. Oh, that's the first American store. Nope, it looks like they just took over somebody's bank or something. Oh, yeah, let's get those motor cars going. Oh, Baron Astor, I'll bet you've lived in that house your whole life. No, you didn't. You're living in the houses you didn't build. You're eating the crops you didn't plant. Oh, we know how to, now that we own it, we need motorbus. They're still using this gimmick. Well, the Temple Bar once stood here. Yeah, long time ago. That's St. George and the Dragon. Upon the new monument, they see a relief of the old gate. And they look up at a model of the vanished archway. Well, you know, we got to tear it down if it reminds too many people of the golden age of Christ. In Fleet Street, they passed the Cheshire Cheese and glimpsed the great Dome of St. Paul, third largest in the world. Who wants cheese? Who wants fudge? This is your tourist trap. That's the way we build the economy now. They see with surprise that the Bank of England isn't looking so good. Well, you know, you just take over a bank, you get what you get. You know, you put in a vault and go, we're a bank now. Bring in your tourists to see our capital. We've taken it over. They do not enter the front door of the Bank of England. Unless they want to get smote. They note the politeness of the cops. Hi, that's right, I ate 13 donuts, so what? I like my left-facing eagle on that hat. First time I've seen that in a long time. That's evil. They look forward to the Mansion House. Hey, Mansion House, what up? Doesn't it look like all of the buildings in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia? Hey, let's go see Medieval Times. It was a whole 100 years ago. And let's watch those Tommies drilling in the moat. This is actually the oldest known footage of London. They flood that moat when they were getting attacked back in the Middle Ages, which was about 300, 400 years ago. Maybe 200, who knows? Oh yeah, they like the Tower Bridge. They always think that's London Bridge. When they go to Arizona to see London Bridge, they're disappointed big time, because that's what they think is London Bridge. It goes up and down, you let the boats go through it. Yeah, that guy got swindled there in Prescott. Back to Medieval Times, but still. The Great Fire of 666, which destroyed 13,000 houses, is commemorated by the Monument of Fish. Here's how we get rid of the poor people. So you can kind of figure in the year of 666 as one of the end of the church ages. I mostly stick with the Laodicean age, which is easy. It's the end of the 1800s, early 1900s. The Great Fire spared the fishy smells and the foul language of the common peasant. Get him out! I want him out. Oh, they didn't like my fishy smell, but they'll still tourist up to get him thrown at him in Seattle. The Guildhall. Yeah, that's gilded. But, you know, if it was run under a Christian government for 1,000 years and you had to have those high courts or whatever they were sometime, how do we know that's John Milton? How do we really know? The famous Church of St. Mary de Blue lifts its tower above the busy Chesapeake. That is a big church tower, isn't it? You know, probably for those smelly fish sellers. Who knows? But it was the end of the Golden Age, but doesn't mean they were all saved. Balboas hang in the tower. If you're born with the sound of them, you're a Cockney. Well, I wonder how long it took to get that tradition started. Now, that is all the United States Capitol. We sold them a version of it, sold it brick by brick. That's the story. We're sticking to it. I mean, high above all else, the glorious dome of St. Paul's Cathedral, third largest in the world. We look like the United States Capitol building. And remember that one guy that was talking about buying it out of catalog? That was fun, wasn't it? How long have they been using the name Windsor? Did they change it from a German name to Windsor at World War I? Well, yes, they did. Are we really only on after World War II? The first person that got coronated was this queen in the early 50s, and she's been on the throne ever since. But we're not supposed to believe that she's protecting her family. Oh, see, these guys are not fish smellers. They're the 1%. Okay, we're going to be doing Wendell Willkie, President Wilson, and Calvin Coolidge imitations. Line up, boys, line up, or I'll hit you with my cane. Dad, get out of the way. You're embarrassing me. Hey. You know, it wasn't that long ago. That's Henry VIII, and they're using it in the new government. It kind of looked like that the Astor's house. I think it was built about the same time. I don't think that's his new summer residence. That the Astor hoax. All right, we're going to put on this blindfold and we spank you. And you're going to say, thank you, sir. Can I have another? Oh, these are our new friends. We're going to help double cross the world, merge with Germany after the beast is wounded. And then everybody's going to go like, yeah, let's take Barney Fife and take that bullet out of his pocket. Give him an M16 and a tank to move through the crowds in Ferguson and in Atlanta, and anywhere else we need to put down to Brown. Hey, this is a new baseball game, and we're going to make sure it's popular. How about we do football, you do soccer, and we'll just try to cross-contaminate each other, and then we'll each tell them they're playing the wrong game. Here's all the Royals. Hi, how you doing? I'm a baseball player. And that is a Mason's hand grip. Yep, I got it. You're the man. His Majesty appears to realize that an American baseball umpire is also some autocrat. Hello. Wow. Wonder who that is. It looks like Nicholas II, Tsar of Russia. But anyway, you gotta read between the lines. It's fun, right? I liked it. Flat Earth Nation, don't let them tell you anything else. Golden Age has passed. Amen. Hallelujah. Aho.